New York.
I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Luminescence Foundation. Luminescence Foundation is dedicated to shedding light on neurological research focused on Alzheimer's and Parkinson's diseases and supporting land conservation initiatives. This is NPR.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Mostly cloudy skies with a 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms today, highs in the lower 80s. It's 70 degrees in Lawrence. This is KPR.
You're listening to NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, where ticket packages are available for 2026-27 events, including Broadway musicals Waitress, The Book of Mormon, and Legally Blonde, the musical. Details are at lead.ku.edu.
Speaking of Broadway musicals, the Tonys are tonight, coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday. Some of the essential Broadway workers not eligible for awards at tonight's Tonys are the people who make and sell merch. These days, it's a lot more than t-shirts and mugs. That story coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR's Community Spotlight comes from the Sunflower Foundation in Topeka, with a mission to serve as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
Hope you'll join us for KPR's next 105 Live at the Dole Institute. Food trucks, family activities, and concerts from artists all over the state of Kansas. It's every Thursday in June. We kicked it off last week. It was a lot of fun. Great turnout. Great food. Food trucks open at 11:30. The music starts at 1 o'clock. Hope to see you there. Mostly cloudy skies today with showers and thunderstorms likely. We do have some rain across the KPR listening area right now. A little bit of drizzle as well. Highs today in the lower 80s. Light winds from the southeast. Whether it's raining where you are or not, it is quite humid today. Partly sunny for tomorrow, highs in the upper 80s. It's 70 degrees in Lawrence, 69 in Emporia. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
You practically have to hit someone with your car.
Join me, Adrian Florido, as we talk about Los Angeles as a character in cinema here on All Things Considered.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 4 to 5 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, now offering landscape design and installation services featuring locally grown plants, trees, and shrubs. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. Details at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR.
Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this rainy Sunday. We'll have a look at the forecast coming up in just a minute. Apple TV, FX, and HBO are releasing some new shows and documentaries this summer. We'll get a preview from NPR's Eric Deggans coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday. Again, a rainy day in our forecast, a 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms under mostly cloudy skies, highs today in the lower 80s, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in our forecast for tomorrow as well, a little warmer tomorrow with highs in the upper 80s. It's drizzling in Emporia at 71 degrees, 70 degrees in Manhattan. This is KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
Support for NPR comes from the state.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got two more hours of Weekend Edition Sunday coming up here on Kansas Public Radio. The latest news from NPR just a minute and a half away, followed by news from the KPR newsroom. That's just ahead here on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 8 o'clock.
On this Old House Radio Hour, hard water is destroying your hair, your skin, and pipes. Here's how to fix it.
It just has a filter inside of the neck of the fixture that's just filtering out that calcium and magnesium as it can.
Plus, author Ann Patchett on the wild, unforgettable Tennessee home of her childhood. That's this week on This Old House Radio Hour.
Join us for This Old House Radio Hour at 10 o'clock this morning on KPR.
The people who did this.
Toledo Councilman John Hobbs also spoke shortly after the shooting.
What happened is not a reflection of what our city is and what we stand for. And so we are hoping that as a community, we will come together and get this solved quickly.
Two victims remain in critical condition. Authorities say they haven't decided whether the festival will reopen today. Four people have died on North America's tallest mountain over the last couple of weeks. Shelby Herbert with Alaska Public Media reports the latest fatality is one of Denali National Park and Preserve's own rangers.
Robin Pendry of Washington State was a seasonal mountaineering ranger with Denali National Park. The National Park Service says she was out on a climbing patrol when she fell into a crevasse. Despite rescue efforts, Pendry died on Thursday afternoon. The week prior, three other climbers died after a fall on another part of the mountain. They were members of a Latvian mountaineering expedition traversing a route with several exposed sections. Denali sees climber fatalities almost every few years, though park employee deaths are uncommon. The National Park Service says it's investigating these incidents. For NPR News, I'm Shelby Herbert in Fairbanks.
This is NPR.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. A child with special needs reported missing in Geary County has died. The 4-year-old boy, described as nonverbal and autistic, was reported missing on Friday. Multiple law enforcement agencies, first responders, and community volunteers continued their search overnight and yesterday. The Geary County Sheriff's Office confirmed the boy was found yesterday and taken to the Stormont Vale Health Flint Hills campus, where he was later pronounced dead. The investigation is continuing. No further information is being released at this time. Two people died in a fiery crash on I-70 in Waubonsie County Friday. The Kansas Highway Patrol reports a semi-truck was heading east on I-70 when it crossed the center median and entered the westbound lanes. It struck an SUV, which then caught on fire. 70-year-old Barbara Cryer of Great Bend and 50-year-old Stephen Reed of Topeka were killed in the crash. A 7-year-old Topeka boy was life-flighted to a Kansas City hospital with severe injuries. The KU baseball team faces a win-or-go-home scenario today when they take the field against the Oklahoma Sooners. The Jayhawks dropped the Super Regional opener 8-1 yesterday when the Sooners opened the scoring with 4 unearned runs in the fourth inning. KU coach Dan Fitzgerald says his team knows what's at stake today.
The message is pretty simple. We're in a Super Regional, and it's a best-of-three series, and we talk on a daily basis about having to persevere.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Raymond James, where wealth management, banking, and capital markets strategies start with connections between people. Raymond James, the power of personal. Disclosures at RaymondJames.com. This is NPR.
Mostly cloudy skies today. Showers and thunderstorms likely. Highs in the lower 80s. Light winds from the southeast. Mostly cloudy overnight tonight with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. A slight chance of showers and thunderstorms for tomorrow. Otherwise partly sunny. Highs in the upper 80s. It's 70 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
Listening to NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering custom concrete patio work across the KPR listening area. More information about available services is at SpiderArt, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.
Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this overcast, somewhat rainy Sunday morning. Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, love summertime but hate mosquitoes. We'll find out about a mosquito-killing laser now available in China. Is it coming soon to a store near you? That story coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday on KPR. Forget about the mosquitoes. I wish we could do something about chiggers and ticks.
If you're 70 and a half years or older, consider making a qualified charitable distribution from your IRA to KPR today. It's a powerful way to make a lasting impact on the station you love. Details at kansaspublicradio.org under the Support tab.
We've got a rainy day in our forecast. Mostly cloudy skies, a 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the lower 80s, light winds from the southeast. Mostly cloudy skies overnight tonight with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows in the upper 60s. And then for tomorrow, partly sunny skies, still a slight chance of rain, maybe a thunderstorm in the morning. Highs tomorrow, a little warmer with highs in the upper 80s. It's 73 and cloudy in Atchison, 71 in Emporia, where you can expect rain shortly, and 73 in Manhattan. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from the station. And from
So important to grow electricity production, including coal. Connor Bernstein is with the National Mining Association.
The demand reality and the reliability reality is you've got to have coal, and it's going to be here, and it's going to be essential for the foreseeable future.
Right now, this is a conversation about the future. As long as power demand from data centers keeps rising, utilities here will continue to rely on coal.
So for the moment, there's no relief from these rising power bills. For NPR News, I'm Mason Adams in Roanoke, Virginia.
And I'm Roxy Todd in Harrison County, West Virginia.
This is NPR News.
With the World Cup just days away, public safety officials are getting ready. The event is bigger than it was the last time the U.S. hosted in 1994, and this time multiple high-profile conflicts are happening globally.
It's notable that one of the host nations is involved in a lot of those issues.
What are the security risks, and what's being done to stop them? Tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow morning from 5 to 9 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. Your local host, Matthew Algio. Good morning. I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to bring you Weekend Edition Sunday on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from KU School of Professional Studies, an economic engine for the region, providing career-specific degrees, professional development programs, and leadership workshops that strengthen communities. More at sps.ku.edu.
Last week saw primary elections in California. This week, primary elections in Maine. Here in Kansas, our primary is coming up on August 4th. Just ahead on Weekend Edition Sunday, campaign season is well underway. What's ahead for the 2026 elections here and elsewhere? That's just ahead on Weekend Edition Sunday on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the LMH Health Heart Center, providing cardiovascular testing, procedures, and preventative care. More information is available at lmh.org/heart.
We've got cloudy skies and some drizzle throughout the KPR listening area. So we're expecting rain in the next hour in Topeka. Highs today in the lower 80s. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Aisha Roscoe.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from Progressive Insurance, now hiring for virtual and hybrid employment, offering opportunities for professional development and career progression. Position details can be found at careers.progressive.com. And from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort, offering small ship experiences with a shore excursion included in every port and programs designed for cultural enrichment. Learn more at Viking.com. This is NPR.
On this Old House Radio Hour, hard water is destroying your hair, your skin, and pipes. Here's how to fix it.
It just has a filter inside of the neck of the fixture that's just filtering out that calcium and magnesium as it can.
Plus, author Ann Patchett on the wild, unforgettable Tennessee home of her childhood. That's this week on This Old House Radio Hour.
Join us for This Old House Radio Hour coming up at 10 o'clock this morning, 1 hour from now, here on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Do you own a business and value the programs on KPR? Your fellow Kansas Public Radio listeners could be your best customers. Support KPR and reach your fellow public radio fans by becoming a corporate sponsor. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Cloudy skies. We've got rain in Chanute at 72 degrees, drizzle in Emporia at 72 degrees, and drizzle in Manhattan, also 72 degrees. This is KPR.